From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading King of the Mountain from the Wilderness series by David Thompson. Now let's begin with King of the Mountain. Chapter 1.
Out of the way, you dunderhead!
The harsh bellow made 19-year-old Nathaniel King glance up and to his left. His green eyes widened in alarm. A moment before, he had started to cross the narrow cobblestone street. Now he darted back to safety as a speeding carriage rushed past, narrowly missing him, the breeze from its passage stirring his moderately long black hair. Cackling crazily, the driver of the carriage looked over his left shoulder and waved his whip in the air, apparently deriving perverse pleasure from almost running a pedestrian over. An impulse to chase down the fellow and thrash him soundly compelled Nathaniel to take several strides after the rapidly departing brougham, and only the realization that he would be late for work prevented him from racing in pursuit. Instead, he drew his heavy wool overcoat tight about him to ward off the chill in the January air and continued on his way to the accounting firm of P. Tuttle and Sons. Located several blocks to the north of the New York Stock Exchange in a stately sandstone, bearing a huge sign comparable in size to the owner's view of his own importance to the business community, P. Tuttle and Sons seemed to exist at the center of a swirling vortex of humanity. Passers-by streamed past the front window, while an increasing parade of carriages and buggies, wagons and gigs swept past, going in either direction. The perpetual clatter of hooves and the hubbub of conversation, punctuated by whinnies and occasional oaths.